And let me say something. So a guy just tweeted me and said that something to the fact that somebody's making some money and I'm trying to bring them down. So it's okay to have your dope boy drive through the project and sell crack to people in our community and got people shooting and killing each other. So I'm a hater if I call the police and want to clean up my community.
I think that's an unfair analogy, though. I take a little bit of offense to that analogy, though, Ricky.
Said, well, what about the white shows? I don't care what white people do on their shows. I'm talking about us. I'm responsible for my
community. But I don't think it's responsible of you to make that comparison, because that's absolutely not what it is.
No, I'm not making the comparison.
Well, to use it as an analogy is misleading, and I definitely think that that was sending the wrong message.
And once again, it is 11 after the hour. We're talking to Mona Scott Young, the creator of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Love & Hip Hop New York. Now, you did just say something interesting off the air, because you shared with me that you have two children.
Yes, I do. A 14-year-old and a 9-year-old.
And you do not allow them to watch the show.
No, I mean, it's not age appropriate for them. Much like I monitor the music that they listen to, I absolutely monitor what they watch on television. It's not appropriate for a 14 and a 9-year-old to be watching the show.
Now, I got a lady that's in the industry that have a question. Go ahead and tell us your name. She stopped by the station.
Hey, Mona, how you doing, girlfriend?
Good,
you
thank you.
Turn the mic up a little bit.
So I have been in the industry for a while, and I know you. You might not know me, but I've just looked at you, and I have seen how successful you are and how you have shaped the careers of Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, and how you've gone in with Violeta. And I have seen you. I have stood back and watched how you have dealt with some heavy hitters in the industry and how you do your thing. And I'm very, very proud of you as
Thank
a female
you.
In this industry. I think you're incredible. Not only that, just the relationships that you have with your girlfriends and how you really, 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 you know, care about your girls.
I appreciate that. Thank you,
you
so
ride
much.
Or die. But hold on,
okay.
Mona, and just hear me
I can
out
accept
this.
The compliment and then wait
okay.
for the brick to drop.
No, no,
Go
no,
ahead.
No, because I really respect you. I think you're pretty dope.
Thank
but
you.
I am just very, I was very confused with Love & Hip Hop in New York when I found out that you were involved. Just because I have seen what you've done in the industry and how you would give an opportunity for females to represent themselves like that. For me, as a person that looks up to you, I was just confused.
Right.
As
so, what's your question
insight.
To her?
Well, I can.
So, no. It's not a question. It's just I just wanted to share with her my confusion.
Well, I'd like to address that if I can take a second. I mean, you know, I spent many, many years, like you mentioned, in this music industry working alongside these guys and also spending a lot of time with the women in their lives. And I watch these women, much like the ones that you see on the show, sacrifice so much, spend so many years vesting themselves and making sure that they were the backbone to these men. And for whatever reasons, you know, things happen, infidelities, a man waking up one day deciding that he doesn't like the color of their hair. These women are left with nothing. So this show started out as not just an opportunity for them to tell their stories, but also a platform for them to leverage the relationships that they had and a means of getting to wherever it is that they wanted to get to in their lives, because I feel like they've earned the right to do that. I feel like they've been there, they've spent years, they've earned the right to do that.
That may have been your intentions, but the way it has come across is very ratchet, and it is not indicative of the work that's done.
I think ratchet is subjective, but I also think that these women are expressing themselves in the way that they see fit. So I'm not here to judge them. I'm not here to judge.
Mona, like for real, I'm all for people making money. I'm all for people being successful. And we try to, and I'm not perfect either. Let me start with me by saying I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm holy. And I cuss people out every day and have done some fighting in my life.
And so you play music that you don't necessarily agree with or subscribe to, but you're also running a business.
Right, but I don't pick the music, because if I pick the music, we wouldn't be playing half of this stuff. We'll be playing some
Missy.
Some stuff with some.
Well, Miss Scott,
go ahead, Gary.
Miss Scott Young. Okay, now I mean you get a lot of attacks for this from this TV show Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Now you didn't create this show, correct?
Well, this show started out as
with
a show
white
about
men.
No, I've seen that report, and that also is inaccurate. It started out as a show about Jim Jones that was dormant at the network. When I came on board, I developed it as an ensemble female cast, and that became the show that you now know, Love & Hip Hop. Okay. So I've seen that inaccurate account as well out on the blog.
Okay, we got some people that want to talk to you on the phone. Good morning.
My name is Honey, and I'm calling from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I wanted to know who built the character for Mimi and why they had to make her look so weak.
Okay, the character for Mimi was not built because she's not a character. She's a real person. This is who she actually is. We're capturing the people as they actually are.
All right. Good morning.
I'm Rachel from Mississippi. I wanted to know, is she working on any other future projects?
Absolutely. I have other television projects that I'm developing. I have scripts that I'm developing. I also have Missy Elliott as a client who I'm still, you know, managing.
16? How long has it been since she's...
Since she's been out about 6 years, but she and I have been together about 16 years. I've been managing her entire career, and we're getting ready to drop her singles Labor Day weekend, so there'll be some new Missy Elliott music on the airwaves soon, so I'm very excited about that.
Now, Missy was under the weather for a little bit. She's back to fighting weight, ready to get out there and do her thing
again? Absolutely. She's, you know, gotten her Graves' disease under control. She's in great health and great spirits. She and Timbaland took it back to Virginia. They've got an incredible body of work. We're really excited.
All right. I think we have one more. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Brianna. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas, and I was calling to see why couldn't anything be added to the episode where Jocelyn got an abortion, as far as type of thing that could have been given a positive image to those trying to get abortions or trying not to get abortions.
I mean, I don't think there's anything positive there. It's a very emotional experience. We tried to capture that, but we also didn't want to go so far as to continue to expound on it. So we captured how she was feeling post the procedure, and then we, you know, allowed her to move on with her life.
One more. Good morning.
Tyra from Toledo, Ohio. I have a question for Mona. I want to know, is there going to be a season 3 of Love and Hip Hop? And if so, is Diamond and Soulja Boy supposed to be on there?
I've seen a lot of rumors circulating on the blogs about who's signed up to do the show. That is not one of the things that has been confirmed. But as far as whether there'll be a season 3, I don't know. I got to make it out of Atlanta. I'm not sure I need to answer that question just yet.
Because I bet you do. But you know what I'm walking away
with? Actually, she probably meant a season 2 because we've only had one season.
What I'm walking away with is the show is, what you're saying, is not scripted. So
not
if
at
you
all.
Turn on cameras right now in this room and me and Headcrack or me and Ricky started fighting, there's really nothing you can do about that. You know, do you cancel the season because of the fighting? The second thing is, we can talk about it all day, but the ratings are...
They speak for themselves, and people are watching the show, and I think people are getting something different out of it. And for those people who, you know, don't want to watch the show, I respect that opinion. But I just don't think that the show deserves to be pulled off the air. It's employing a lot of people, and it's providing opportunities for a lot of people.
Mona.
Yes, sir.
Make your money, love. Just clean it up. Just... Mona,
we can have this conversation ad nauseum, but, you know.
But, Mona.
I think the show only has a finite amount of time.
And if all the people that say, I'm a hater, I bring every single person on this show every week, week after week after week, for the past 8 years we've been doing this morning show, and have shown everybody love, let people promote their albums, their CDs, other prank phone call CDs, even the competition or whatever. And the first time you don't agree with something, you know, you get cursed out. And at some point, where do we draw the line in the sand and say, enough, enough? We go on, let these white networks go on there and make black people look bad. Now, you go, if you think I'm lying, you call Reverend Al Sharpton, you call Jesse Jackson, you call Pastor Freddie Haynes and some of our community leaders that do things in the community that really do stuff positive for black people and take a stand for black people, and ask them what do they think. Ask Tom Joyner, what does he think? Ask Steve, what do he think? Ask some of our community leaders and some of our pastors, some of our school teachers, some of our professors at these HBCUs, what do they think about it? Am I the only hater? Ain't nobody hating because you don't agree with something. You have to take a stand for what's right.
But
I'm not put on this earth to be liked by everybody. And you don't have to agree with me. But we all have a responsibility. Even me have a responsibility to take a stand for what's right. If something goes too far and something is too nasty, don't let white folks exploit you, period.
I mean, honestly, if we're having a dialogue about this, then I'd like an opportunity to interject, because as much as you're saying that you're unbiased, you're putting out very, very biased opinions. I think it's easy to get on a soapbox and point a finger, but I think that there are different experiences and different dynamics happening here that aren't being taken into consideration. I mean, these women have the right to tell...
These women have the right to tell their
stories. And I don't think you've watched the entire season, so I don't know that you're qualified to make judgment. You've already admitted you haven't watched the season, so how can you sit here and judge the show?
Not the whole
season,
but I saw
going by other people's opinions. And, you know, we all know the saying about opinions. I just think that people are going to take away from it what they want to take away from it. A certain amount of this is entertainment, and I think we have to take that into consideration. But I think if you watch the show, you watch the stories, you watch these women's lives transform in totality, there's no way you can walk away from this and not think that there has been some measure of growth. So it's easy to point a finger and say, we all need to be doing something. Well, I'm very clear about what I'm doing. I know how this benefits the people that are involved, all the jobs that are employed. I know the things that I do outside of this show that benefit my community. So okay, I just don't, so, you know, so will simple. Not sit around and be,
if any black women out here that's looking for growth and trying to better themselves, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. If you want to grow and better yourself as a black woman, that's the show to watch.
That's a sarcastic analysis, but go
no,
ahead.
No, I'm just keeping it. I'm going by what you
said. No, you're Scott, not keeping it real,
Mona
but it's
Scott
all good.
Young. How can people reach you on Twitter and Facebook? I think
I think they have an easy enough time finding me on Twitter. I'll reserve.
Hey, Mona, thank you, though.
I do thank you. And you're
It ain't. Don't take it personal. I
never take
everybody.
It personally. I'm very, very clear about what I represent.
And
so
just
none
like
of this
you don't let your kids watch it, you're not the morality police. People have a choice as to what to watch.
It's easy to
and
be
the
sanctimonious.
Are high. That means
it's
that
easy
people
to
are watching.
If the show, wasn't successful, we wouldn't have this dialogue.
Talking to you.
Anybody talking
sick.
To you? So what? You need to get
and
a
if it's
cut on my
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.